having a release show slash party on the 24th of April. Yeah, the 24th, I think. But if I'm wrong, I'm sorry. Anyway, this week, WRV is hosting a Porch Fest, April 11th, by the Davis Center for students. Check it out. And next week on Exposure, Scrom is playing. Anyway, it's 11 a.m., so my show is over. Thank you for tuning into 90.1 WRV FM Burlington. This is The Nest. I've been DJ Osprey. You'll hear me next week.
Could only be tuned to WRUV FM Burlington 90.1 on your radio dial.
WRUV FM Burlington.
The radio voice of the University of Vermont, your better alternative.
You are listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Thanks as always for listening.
I saw her sitting in the rain.
Have you ever questioned why gifting flowers is such a common gesture of kindness or love? Well, listen here. Believe it or not, the presence of flowers triggers happy emotions. Their presence also increases the feeling of life satisfaction and positively affects social behavior. A team of researchers from Rutgers conducted a 10-month study that has concluded that flowers are a natural and healthy way to regulate your mood. Dr. Jeanette Haviland-Jones found that flowers have an immediate impact on happiness. All study participants expressed true or excited smiles upon receiving flowers, demonstrating extraordinary delight and gratitude. Flowers have a long-term positive effect on moods. Specifically, study participants reported feeling less depressed, anxious, and agitated after receiving flowers. Flowers make intimate connections. The presence of flowers led to increased contact with family and friends. So, next time you are wondering what to get a loved one or what to bring to a dinner party, bring flowers. They are sure to make the recipient smile. This message is brought to you by your flower-loving DJs here at 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington.
Welcome to In the Mix. My name is Natalie Richardson-Wymore.
And I'm Charlotte King. For today's episode, we're taking you for a walk through our very own Fleming Museum.
Yes. Hi. I'm Natalie.
I'm Charlotte.
This is Charlotte. I think I can leave you with Rachel, right?
Sure. Yeah.
Cool. Thank you.
All right, Natalie and I are walking downstairs to meet with the director of the Fleming Museum, Sonia Lundy.
It's Thursday afternoon. And it's been a beautiful day, and we're heading into the basement.
Where are we right now?
We are in the basement and in staff offices, actually.
So my name is Rachel Lynn Moreau. I'm the manager of marketing and communications at the Fleming. And essentially what that means is a variety of things. So I communicate the museum's story to the world. So that's like our website, social media, our articles. I also work with media relations, so your fine selves, folks who want to come and interview us or talk about us in any way.
After we meet Sonia downstairs, we walk upstairs to the new front lobby.
There are these big blue couches right underneath the windows. It's great light.
because I want to tell you about this space too. So
yeah.
Maybe we can just sit here first.
Perfect. Yeah.
Great. I'm Sonia Lundy. I'm the executive director of the Fleming Museum of Art here at UVM. I have been on campus in this role for a little over 2 years. I have spent most of my career either at another campus museum, but also at other large nonprofit organizations. So my role here is really to sort of keep the big picture in my purview and help the staff do a number of amazing things, from curating exhibitions, preparing exhibitions and programming, marketing and public relations, visitor services, caring for our collection of over 24,000 artworks. I'm responsible for doing fundraising and development, and forming all sorts of different relationships with colleagues on campus and in our community. So I wear a lot of hats. It's a very small staff. Okay. We have 8 full-time staff members, and we have, on a given semester, we have 40 to 50 students who work part-time.
Have you seen change in museums since you started? Like, what does that look like?
We've made change.
Yeah.
At the museum since we started.
That's a great question.
We've made a lot of change in the last 2.5 years. A lot. And I would say, you know, we're sitting in a space, actually, that is a good example of that. We're sitting in the Fleming's main lobby right now, which recently reopened after a pretty extensive renovation that hopefully will encourage more students and faculty to see this space as a place where they can come and spend time. So that's one big change in the way we're using art. As a lens to have all kinds of conversations. And we're doing that because we want to change the Fleming into a museum where every student and every faculty member at UVM feels like there's something here for them. That's a major change and a departure from what the Fleming was doing 2 or 3 years ago even, which was just a more sort of traditional display of artworks according to sort of geographic region or time period. We want the Fleming to reflect what a university is, and a university is really intersectional. So our galleries have been completely de-siloed, and we've curated our exhibitions around big themes that you're probably talking about with your friends, with your professors in lots of your classes, with your family members.
So maybe before we get up and start walking around, do you guys want to tell us a little bit about like the different programs that the museum offers?
We have a few spaces in the museum where you can request, especially if you're a faculty member, you can request that we pull art objects out of storage to be displayed on a temporary, short-term basis. That's our learning studio.
In a less formal way, like clubs and organizations can come whenever they want.
When in doubt, too, ask. Like, definitely just reach out to us through our general email address on the website or to any member of the staff that you see on our staff directory and ask.
After our conversation with Sonia, we start walking into the first gallery.
I would love to talk a little bit about like the history of the museum.
Okay. Well, this is a great room to
okay,
do that in.
Great. Yeah.
Yeah, where are we right now?
Right now, we are in the Fleming's Central Gallery, which was historically referred to as the Wilbur Room. When the building was designed and opened in 1931, this space was actually in the back of the building. And the door we just walked in through used to be like the back exterior wall. So this was a large, almost like reading room or library at the time. It was before there were silver special collections over at Billings. A lot of those objects were housed here, and so this was essentially like a library and a reading room. And you can maybe sort of get a sense aesthetically for that because there's lots of wood paneling in this room, and there's very tall vaulted ceilings and sort of a beautiful chandelier in the center, and there used to actually even be a fireplace. For many, many decades, Since the mid-century, it has been an art gallery. We debuted this new installation of work just this semester. It's brand new, and we are calling it Art for Everyone Belonging, and it's one of our many installations of work from the Flemings Collection around these themes that I was talking about earlier. And we chose belonging really intentionally because most people who visit the Fleming come into this room first. And we really, really wanted to set a tone that this is a welcoming place, it's an inclusive place, and it's a place that we hope we actually inspire a thinking and a conversation around what it means to actually belong, not just here at a place like the Fleming, an art museum on the campus of a university, but maybe largely, more largely, in our communities of friends and colleagues and neighbors.
Could you tell us a little bit about being such a like older room in the museum, how like the museum's collection has changed over time? Because you were talking about, you know, how you guys are organizing artwork now around themes and whatnot, but how was it sort of organized before and what were the materials that were presented?
Until very recently, most of the collections galleries were organized by geographical areas or sort of chronologically, which is sort of very traditional and typical of most art museums for many, many years. There's a lot of museums that are sort of changing in the ways that we are, but I would say that's a very sort of typical and traditional way for sort of Western art museums to organize themselves. The Fleming was very much organized in that sort of tradition. And what that sort of tends to result in is it sort of does limit a museum like the Fleming that has a very, very broad collection of artworks that span 5,000 or 6,000 years of human creativity from every landmass on planet Earth, with the exception of Antarctica, I believe. But when you really sort of organize galleries in those kind of very specific categories, you quite literally limit yourself to only displaying artworks from those categories. Instead, curating according to these big themes, we can select works from any time period, created in any sort of medium, to kind of animate these conversations and put artworks in conversation with each other that maybe were made on completely different continents, completely different centuries, by completely different cultures, using completely different materials. And we think it's just a more interesting conversation.
Okay, I have kind of a nerdy question.
I love it.
So every time I'm in an art museum, I always am like so like impressed by the way that the wall colors itself. So like, how does that work? How do you guys find how does that happen?
Yeah, that's also something that's like not done in isolation. We usually talk about a few different ideas and then we narrow it down to like a color field, like green or blue or black or whatever. And then we dig into the swatches and we pick out 3 or 4 samples and we will literally just paint large swatches and we will hold them up in the room, carry them around, and kind of like, yeah. But we take it into consideration what art is going to be on view, what is the narrative, you know, happening in the space. We did a faculty exhibition in 2023, the first ever faculty exhibition of studio art faculty here at UVM. And the signature color for that exhibition was hot pink. And it was great. It was really fun. So why not? You know, it's paint.
You know? Art is still joy.
Yeah.
You can learn a lot of things here, but we want people to have fun and be joyous and have that experience as well.
We're walking from the front of the building into what I assume used to be the front of the building.
Correct.
Yes.
So diligent. Here would have been the main entrance, and it would go out to Colchester Avenue. Yeah. So was that like... I guess this would just be a guess from you guys, but like, was that an attempt to make it more like community-centric versus university?
For sure.
Okay. I
mean, when the building was opened in 1931, you know, it doesn't even exist anymore, but there was a walkway that led from the sidewalk up to this, what was the front door, and this would have been the grand, you know, the grand entrance. And it was very intentionally designed to mimic other sort of neoclassical temples to the arts that maybe you've been to, like the Met in New York City or the Philadelphia Museum of Art. You know, we can all sort of, even if you've never been to a place like that, you probably have a picture in your mind of what other sort of art museum buildings look like. And the Fleming was very much intentionally designed to sort of mimic that. So the marble court is a beautiful space that we use for events, and we're in the process of also reimagining this as gallery. So next semester, we will have lots of new artwork on view in this space as well. So you can kind of sort of see most of the museum from here. We're kind of a wee but lovely and, you know, packed building, and you can kind of like see most of the spaces from here. So on both levels, we have galleries off of the main marble court, and on the first floor we usually have rotating featured exhibitions, and upstairs we have our collections galleries and learning studio that I talked about, and we have art storage on other floors of the building as well, because all of our 24,000 objects are actually housed here. They're all here under the roof, that we don't have off-site storage. So
could you take us just quickly through each of the different spaces?
Sure. Yeah.
So what's this gallery that we're walking into here?
This is our One West Gallery that this semester we are featuring Rooted in Nature, which is a show comprised of objects from the Fleming's collection that was curated by Kristen Hansen and Margaret Tamulonis, who are staff members here at the Fleming, and our intern, Zoe Alpert. And it's exploring the artworks that's in a through line connected through themes of nature, depictions of nature, subject matter, and recordings of natural elements and themes. Another thing I want to point out here that's really special is that one object from this exhibition was the subject of a semester-long research project in Nicole Phelps's history class. And they produced a deep dive sort of research paper on the object, which we have here in the gallery as well. So people who want to have a seat, this gallery is also furnished with comfy furniture. You could have a seat, you can read through the students' really, really wonderful research project that they did. And we're going to keep this exhibition on view, and we're going to rotate new objects into it next semester. And then across the marble court is our largest gallery space, where we host rotating featured exhibitions. And this semester, we are so thrilled to have Vermont Female Farmers by Vermont-based photographer Juan Carlos Gonzalez. This was a portrait series he started during the pandemic, actually, where he traveled all over the state taking photographs of female farmers around Vermont. I love the statistic that over 41% of Vermont's farmers are women, which I did not know before, and I don't know how many people actually know that. And he has just really documented some of them so beautifully, doing the work that they do.
We're walking up a very grand marble staircase to the second floor of the museum.
So this is the balcony, and right now we have on view a really lovely project that is a collaboration with the Howard Center Arts Collective. Are you all familiar with the Howard Center?
No.
It's a statewide agency that does a lot of provides a lot of support services to adults that are struggling with either mental illness or substance use issues as well. And they have this wonderful, wonderful cohort called the Arts Collective. And they started this project over a year ago. They were inspired by a quilt exhibition that the Fleming had on view last semester. They did a fabric swap within their Arts Collective, and they created original works of art, either using or inspired by the textiles and fabrics that were contributed to that fabric swap activity.
We'll take a quick sort of tour, but this is another one of our collections galleries. This is sort of a continuation of the central gallery.